From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. It is springtime here in the Pacific Northwest and time for pesticide spraying in many tree fruit orchards. For those who haven't yet begun spraying, Scott Nielsen, Program Manager for the Pest Management Division of the Washington State Department of Agriculture, says get out your checklist.
They're going to want to calibrate that equipment and make sure that they know that it's applying 50 or 100, 200 or more gallons per acre of tree volume. That they know they've got everything set up just right, you know, at a certain speed, certain pressure, that they're getting the right amount of product out there, you know, based on the recommendation that they need to apply.
And Nielsen says your spraying goal is
everything they can do to keep the spray during application within the confines of their orchard. At any time they can do that, that's just going to completely, you know, minimize or avoid the complaints that we might get.
Nielsen says make sure everyone knows their job.
You always just want to make sure there's good communication going on. And that's what I meant by somebody always being aware where the people are. And, you know, if you have to postpone an application or request that, you know, some people maybe move so that you can make one. But the real key is if you can keep that spray on your own farm, that really eliminates a lot of the problems and kind of complaints that we often get.
For questions, call the Washington State Department of Agriculture at 360-902-2040. Tune in tomorrow for more on pesticide spraying in your orchard.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.